next on the 5 o'clock report.
People need to get involved in their local government. This bill highlights the humanity of the unborn child.
It's been a nightmare.
The whole process is a joke.
There is a generation that craves truth.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. Let's start outside. Snow, ice, and cold on the menu for millions of Americans about to get their first taste of wintry weather this weekend. Meteorologist Kevin Williams says don't let the lack of accumulating snow fool you.
So the amounts of precipitation and any snow will be small. Local slick travel can occur, especially bridges and overpasses, so please be alert.
After the snow comes the cold, an Arctic blast going to pummel the region for much of next week.
If you like temperatures that feel like 18 degrees, you'll be in heaven.
Local highway crews say they are ready for whatever old man winter dishes out.
We're on top of it. We're ready. We've got the equipment. We've got the operators. We've got the materials, and we're ready to go.
Higher elevations of western New York could pick up a good 4 inches of snow by late tonight. The first of the funerals for the 9 Americans who were gunned down in Mexico this week happened today, some 70 miles south of the border. Grieving families were allowed to survey the crime scene under the protection of the Mexican military.
It's been a nightmare. It's been a tragic nightmare. I keep thinking I'm going to wake up.
Mexico's president said today he would welcome U.S. help in bringing to justice the drug gangs responsible.
These evil people get away with what they're doing, and no wonder they get away with it. They know they can.
A man arrested yesterday in connection to the crimes is no longer a suspect. President Trump lashed out in Louisiana last night at the Democrat-led impeachment probe.
The American people are fed up with Democrat lies, hoaxes, smears, slanders, and scams.
Trump ally Lindsey Graham refusing to read the recently released transcripts of closed-door depositions from key witnesses in the Ukraine phone call controversy.
The whole process is a joke. Y'all hate this guy. You want to get him impeached. I'm not buying into Schiff running a legitimate operation over there.
The first public hearings on impeachment happen next Wednesday and Friday when the current and former ambassadors to Ukraine will testify. Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announcing today he will campaign for his old Senate seat in Alabama. Last summer, President Trump called appointing Sessions to the AG post the greatest mistake of his presidency. Chicago's top cop calling it quits, Superintendent Eddie Johnson announcing his retirement.
It's time for someone else to pin these 4 stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like they're carrying the weight of the world.
Johnson had a turbulent 3 years as head of the Chicago PD, a city racked by gun violence. He was recently embroiled in a war of words with President Trump. A new study today involving the injection of a harmless anesthetic deep in the neck appears to help people with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Active duty military members with PTSD were given 2 injections 2 weeks apart, some with SGB and others with a placebo. Their symptoms were monitored for 8 weeks. Those who got the SGB injection saw twice as much improvement.
Dr. Tara Nurella at Columbia University School of Medicine. A new Pew Research poll shows a 12% drop in Christianity the past decade, raising eyebrows amongst Christian leaders. Mel Walker's president and co-founder of Vision for Youth. He says you have to take the Pew study with a grain of salt.
I think Pew and others take a wide sweep of America and interview everybody.
Walker says while nominal Christianity may be on the decline, authentic Christianity is actually growing.
There is a generation that craves truth, and there is emerging generations that crave answers. I don't think our God, who spoke the world into being and the inspired Word of God, I don't think God is afraid of hard questions. And I think when we've made the church and the message of the church fluff, that I think that emerging generations want more than that. They want serious. They want meat.
Walker says with this meat comes opportunity.
Let's quit being afraid of the negativity in culture that says people don't like Christianity and they don't respect Christians, and be bold in our faith. As we talk to our neighbors and people that we come in contact with, the community, and they see the love of Christ in us and they see consistency in our lifestyle, they're more likely to listen to our message.
Mel Walker with Vision for Youth. You can hear our full interview at fln.org/podcast. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the Christmas tree from Florida. The Toy Hall of Fame has three new members now, and Wegmans wins again. All right, Kevin, thank you very much. At the Weather Center, checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania today. A daring rescue this afternoon on the Niagara River near Niagara Falls. A man brought to shore by a first responder after being found clinging to a log in the middle of the raging river near Goat Island. Emergency crews used a tether to reach this guy. Not clear yet how he wound up in the river. A transgender-friendly forum for kids in Elmira, New York, has a lot of people of faith crying foul, the Steele Library, hosting a drag queen story time next Thursday.
Drag queen story time is just a story time led by a performer who is impersonating another gender. That it's all the same things that are in a regular story time. We sing hello songs, goodbye songs, we do our ABCs in sign language, and we sing them.
Library spokesman Jeff Matthews. Jason McGuire is with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms.
One of the reasons why we're seeing these types of things happening in libraries is because there are many liberally leading people that are involved in those organizations, and these have a local government structure that have oversight of the libraries. And so people need to get involved in their local government, including the libraries, to go ahead and make a difference on these issues.
The Steele Library says over 100 people attended a similar drag queen reading event over the summer. This next one happens next Thursday night at 6 p.m. A fight for faith in Pennsylvania. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano says he was among a dozen lawmakers from the Keystone State who sent a letter to President Trump in September asking to allow faith-based adoption and foster organizations to deny services to LGBTQ families on religious grounds.
Myself and 11 other colleagues in the Senate were a bit outraged by this, about this abuse and overreach by the government, by this intolerance and bigotry being imposed against Christian organizations.
The Trump administration listened, proposing a new rule to reverse the Obama-era law. But Denise Brogan-Cater with Family Equality tells ABC 27,
when you turn away a qualified loving home because they're LGBTQ, you're not placing one of those youth into a home.
However, Senator Mastriano says that was a self-inflicted wound when Democrats passed the original measure. The White House says this proposal protects religious organizations from having to choose between helping children and following their religious beliefs. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Sheriff's deputies in Erie County, New York, will soon be wearing body cameras. The county legislature voting today to approve the measure.
It is our plan to do this as soon as possible.
Scott Zeichler with the Erie County Sheriff's Department says body cameras are another tool in the toolbox for cops.
These are evidence-gathering tools, and that is always important if we're looking to prosecute individuals who are committing crimes, offenders, anything along those lines. That's important.
Once lawmakers give the go-ahead, training on the body cameras will start immediately. Pro-life forces in Pennsylvania pushing a bill that allows for the humane disposal of unborn children lost to miscarriage. Planned Parenthood opposes this effort, and Michael Geer with the Pennsylvania Family Institute knows why.
Planned Parenthood's opposition to this ultimately centers around the fact that this bill highlights the humanity of the unborn child.
Republican Representative Frank Ryan authored the Fetal Remains Bill out of his own experience on this issue. His wife had a late-term miscarriage.
His legislation basically would require health care facilities to dispose of the remains from miscarriages or abortions humanely through either cremation or burial, and then offer to parents the options for burial or cremation or to donate to medical science if they so choose.
Here trying to get the fetal remains bill across the finish line in Harrisburg before the end of the legislative session. Rochester, New York-based grocery giant Wegmans has just been named the number one place in America to work for in retail. The rankings determined were based on anonymous surveys from more than 694,000 workers. Publix and CarMax were second and third on the list. This is the fourth year in a row that Wegmans has topped all others. The National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester has announced this year's inductees.
Yeah, Matchbox Cars, Magic the Gathering, a collectible digital card game, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. In order to be inducted, a toy needs to be widely recognized, maintain longevity, and be seen as a catalyst for discovery and innovation. The three inductees were selected from 12 finalists. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Time next for your nightly market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. How did Wall Street do today? Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rose to record highs today after the world's two largest economies, the U.S. and China, reportedly agreed to remove existing trade tariffs. That's sparking a huge rotation into equities and out of bonds. The Dow was up 182 points, the NASDAQ gained 24, and the S&P 500 rose 8. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
The Bible is very clear about how God wants us to live. We're to be generous, faithful, stay out of debt, and live a balanced, modest lifestyle. And we should be open-handed, always letting God in on our decisions. However, when it comes to our spending, God pretty much leaves it up to us. He doesn't tell us what kind of car to drive, how expensive our clothes should be, or if it's okay to get a new set of golf clubs. Author Ron Blue reminds us not to get self-righteous or legalistic about our spending. There's nothing more spiritual about buying a latte or saving for your child's education, but each spending decision does come with a cost. Weigh the cost carefully, ask God for direction, and then move ahead confidently.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
The 5 o'clock report continues with sports Thursday night football, Sonny.
Yes, sir. Chargers visiting the Raiders, a matchup of teams trying to catch the Chiefs in the AFC West. Kansas City leads the division at 6-3, followed by Oakland at 4-4, and the Los Angeles Chargers at 4-5. Browns running back Kareem Hunt will play this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. His 8-game suspension after violating the NFL's personal conduct policy has come to an end. Hunt is a weapon. Free agent outfielder Brett Gardner reportedly in talks with the Yankees to returning for a 13th season.
What's Gardner, he like, 62 now or something?
Gardner with career-high 28 homers, 74 RBI, and he's still
he's
good.
A beast. He's
Kemba
a beast.
Kemba Walker returning to Charlotte tonight as a member of the Celtics tanking on his former team, the Hornets.
Yeah.
On the ice, Islanders looking for their 11th straight at home against the Penguins. Rangers in Carolina, Flyers at home against Montreal. Maple Leafs entertain Vegas, New Jersey, and Calgary. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, the area had a little taste of winter today. Snow fell in many areas, and even though that's tapered now, watch for some slippery spots tonight and tomorrow as the temperatures drop below freezing and untreated liquid moisture on some paved surfaces freezes. Additionally, there'll be a little lake effect snow in the region, focused mostly on northwest Pennsylvania. Here is the call for tonight and tomorrow. Variable cloudiness with some snow flurries. Now, the steady precipitation this evening winding down on the I-81 corridor south of Binghamton. But we will find some slippery spots into tomorrow morning, low tonight 20s, high tomorrow 30s. Then on Saturday, more clouds and sun with a rain or snow shower in western New York and high temperatures in the 30s and lower 40s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Finally, a 5 from Florida. Florida, New York, that is. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree cut down today in Florida, New York. That's my son calling. Sorry about that. Florida is near Poughkeepsie, for those who don't know. The 77-foot-tall, 14-ton Norway spruce arriving in Midtown Manhattan. That's a beast this coming Saturday.
It turned out to be a magnificent tree, and it's so beautiful, shape perfect.
and I'm happy to share it with everybody.
But it wasn't always that way. Carol Schultz of Florida, New York, says she planted her humble little tree in her backyard way back in 1959.
Had it inside as a tree on a coffee table, and then in the spring we planted it outside. I said, oh, I don't think it's going to take, you know, how things happen.
But it did take. Now it's about to become the most famous Christmas tree in America. That tree, as we said, arriving Saturday in Rockefeller Center, going to be lit up for Christmas Wednesday night, December 4th.
60 years. Wow.
60 years. And it almost didn't make it. You know, there's a great lesson there for anybody who feels they're not good enough. Mm. You know, God didn't make me, and, you know, like I'm not going to be 10 feet tall and bulletproof. You know, think of that little Christmas tree
How
way back
that?
When. Great story.